Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Listen closely. That's not just paint rolling on a wall. It's artistry. A master painter carefully applying Benjamin Moore Regal Select Eggshell with deftly executed strokes. The roller, lightly cradled in his hands, applying just the right amount of paint. It's like hearing poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
When it comes to fitness, what's real? How about when it really, truly fits your life? That's how Anytime Fitness sees it. Because our coaches see you. It's how they build personal plans that work wherever you are and focus on everything that matters, from fitness to nutrition to recovery, all so you can push yourself further than ever or just through the next rep. It's total 360 support for a real difference. That's Anytime Fitness. That's real AF. Visit AnytimeFitness.com.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MuseumMiracles.com, at TitansMCM. Today is Friday, December 9th. The Titans, again, are getting ready to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. One interesting thing that I noticed yesterday when I was doing, every week I do kind of a numbers preview thing and just basically like yards per game gained, yards per game given up, all those types of stats. The Jaguars numbers are actually really good. And then when you dig into it and you look a little bit further, you notice that, you know, they have been in a lot of games. They have lost a lot of one score games. And so in some ways they're kind of the opposite of the Titans in that way. You know, that's the big analytics thing, right? At the beginning of every year, why the Titans can't, sustain the success they've had is because, you know, one score games are random and blah, 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 blah. We hear that every year. Well, the Jaguars, and so the Titans, anyway, all that to say, the Titans historically have been good in those. Now, they've lost, what, to the Giants, to the Bengals, to the Chiefs. So a little bit that this year, that's kind of, it has kind of turned around on them that way. But, you know, but we know Mike Vrabel, we know the style they play, we know all that kind of stuff. And so that's just kind of the place where the Titans live. And so, you know, I think they're going to end up, when you look at the end of Mike Vrabel's run here with this team, where whenever that ends up being, I think you will see that his record in one score games, I almost said one run games, his record in one score games is going to be better than whatever that average is, right? So they've been really good in that way. The Jaguars have kind of been the opposite. They have not been able to finish those types of games. They started out hot, had a good September, and they lost five in a row. And then they got boat raced last week by the Lions, which was interesting. But you know, the Jaguars, when you look at the two teams on paper, they're not as far apart as I thought they were before I did that. So that's interesting, because to me, I've kind of been in some ways writing this game off as a game the Titans should pretty easily win. And that's not necessarily the case. Now, I do think the Titans are the better team. I don't think the Titans need to win it. I think they will win it. But I do also think that the Jaguars are probably closer to the Titans than their records would indicate, okay? And so I think that if Jacksonville can have a couple of good drafts, even really one more good offseason, and if Trevor Lawrence is good, which we still, you know, the jury's out a little bit on that, but, you know, they'll be closer, I think. They're probably closer to being good than the Colts are, to be honest with you, because the Colts, again, if Trevor Lawrence is good, because the Colts don't have that quarterback, the Jaguars may. And so that's kind of where you're at with them. All right, so Thursday practice, We still had Danico Autry, Trey Avery, CJ Board, Treylon Burks, Christian Fulton, David Long all out. Again, we'll see on guys like David Long and Christian Fulton today what they're able to do, because I don't really know the severity. Again, Fulton left the game after A.J. Brown, you know, shoved him into the ground and never came back with that groin injury. Fulton's had a lot of soft tissue stuff. I need to figure something out there. But didn't come back in that game, and so I'm not sure the severity of his injury. We'll see if he's able to get any kind of practice in today. Same thing with David Long. I mean, I think David Long, I guess he left the game again. You know, these soft tissue things, man, they got to get this figured out. But anyway, you know, Treylon Burks and Trey Avery both still dealing with concussions. I've said it all week, I'd be really surprised if Treylon Burks is able to go. I just think these days it's just taking longer for guys to clear the concussion protocol. And we need to see that progression of, you know, I think they kind of go like no practice, then limited practice, then full practice. Well, we don't get to see that progression. It doesn't mean he can't clear it between now and Sunday, because he could get in a limited today, could, you know, be better on Saturday and then be ready to go on Sunday. But I just think that's kind of a long shot, especially when you look at the hit he took. It's just, I don't know. Like I said with Danico, he still hasn't practiced. Hasn't practiced in, you know, what, 2 weeks now. So I don't think we see him. Derrick Henry went from limited to did not practice, not injury related, not worried about him at all. Ben Jones was limited on Wednesday, but was full yesterday. Simmons went from limited to did not practice with his ankle. We'll see. You know, I think, again, you know, some ridiculous people last year suggested that the Titans should sit everybody when they went to play the Rams because they had no chance to win that game, and they should just sit people and try to get them healthy. And then the Titans ended up winning. So, you know, that was so dumb. But anyway, I think that it would be smart for the Titans this year to, once the division is wrapped up, to let some guys who are hurt get healthy. Okay. So now I'm not saying you sit guys out in week 18, that's fine. But I'm not saying sit guys in week 16 for no reason. But guys like a Simmons, even a Tannehill, who've had these injuries that have been lingering for a long time now, maybe if you can give them a week or two off, let them practice a little bit, but they don't have to go out and play in the game, keep them in rhythm, that kind of stuff. I think that might be a good idea, because Simmons has not been the same since he's been on the injury report with this ankle. So I think part of it's Danico Autry not being out there, because I think we've seen defensive lines, especially, like, the sum is always greater than the individual parts. And so when you're missing a part, it makes a difference. But, you know, again, if they get a chance and they have things wrapped up, some of these guys that are banged up, I would try to, you know, give them some time to get completely healthy before the playoffs start. On the Jaguar side, really the only guy to watch is Trevor Lawrence. He didn't practice again on Thursday with that toe injury. Doug Peterson, like I said yesterday, said he's day-to-day. I'd be surprised if he didn't go, but he hasn't practiced yet. So we'll keep an eye on that. So Friday will be the key for that, and we'll see what they designate him as. I'm assuming you're going to get from him some type of practice today, and then they will label him as questionable. Like I said, ultimately, I think he plays. But, you know, I don't know. He came back in the game after that crazy hit where he got rolled up on. But remember, Ryan Tannehill came back in the game with his ankle and then missed 2 weeks. So you never know. All right, that'll do it for today. We will have all of the Friday injury report updates on the site, so be sure and check that out. You can find it at museummiracles.com. Obviously, find me at Jim Morris MCM, at Titans MCM on Twitter. Please rate, review, subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Man, hit that subscribe button. Really appreciate it. That would be awesome. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.